Tonga Kanemiri is in Silver Spring, and I am in Patersville. So we're operating from our own houses, and this is the new way that we're doing things. So, Tonga, how are you there?
I'm doing fine, Gibbs. How are you today?
No, I'm very good. So this is live talk. And now people cannot join us, unfortunately, except during the pre-recorded show. They can always join us, and then they make their own contributions. So today we are talking about the coronavirus COVID-19 pandemic. So we see that in Zimbabwe, there are so many things that are happening there. And one of them is, you know, there's a machine that has been installed in the city of Kings and Queens, that is Bulawayo, for testing people suspected to have coronavirus COVID-19. So we are not quite certain whether that machine was used today, but indications are that it's going to start operating. So we are happy that we have got some two guests that will talk to us about some of these things. But before that, we know that, Chonga, there are roughly about 1,863,406 people that have been infected, you know, worldwide. And out of these people, there are roughly about 115,222 that have been killed by the virus. In USA alone, there are roughly about 557,590 who are actually having this coronavirus COVID-19. And out of those people, 22,109 have been killed by the disease. When you look at Zimbabwe, there are 14 cases and 3 people have so far died. So, guys, Uganda, Balamtake, Sakana Jalo, a good little live talk. Labes Kuruma Kona, Makono Koke, Umkutani, the coronavirus. Jonga, Ubananjan, Wokelok.
This is all Gibbs Dube. Gibbs Dube, Arikumbakwake, Ku, Bettonsville, Monomudun, Maryland, Ini, Ndrikumbao, Pango, Silver Spring, Maryland, Rakari. Inye kuti dambudziko, rechirwere che COVID-19, kana kuti coronavirus pandemic, reita kuti tinge tichishanda tiri kudzimba kwedu. Saka naizvozvo tichange tichikurukura nemi asi tine urombo kuti hamukwanisi kupinda muchirongwa chedu semazuva ose sezvatinosiita kuti mune muchiti kana mune mubvunzo muchida kubvunza vadare vedu munopinda muchirongwa muchibvunza nekuda kwekuti hatikwanisa kunge tichibroadcasta kana kutepfenyura tiri kumastudio kwedu kumuzinda wedu weVoice of America tichange tichiita yatinoti pre-record kana kufanira kubikira ichirongwa tazokupakurirai asi tinotarisirawo kuti imi kwamuri ikoko muchadzidzawo zvakawanda kubva muchirongwa chino tinoona kuti vanhu vanodarika miliyoni nemazana masere ezviuru 1.8 million pasi rose vari kunzi vakabatwa nechirwere ichochi pavanhu ivavo vanodarika 115,000 kana kuti zana negumi neshanu rezviuru vakashaya pasi rose kubva kuchirwere ichocho zvakare tinoona kuti dambudziko iroro rabatwawo zvakanyanya nzvimbo yatiri kana nyika yatiri ino yeamerica uko kune vanhu vanodarika mazana mazviuru zviviri ngati zviuru makumi maviri 22,000 vashaya uye vanodarika mazana mashanu kana kuti 500,000 vabatwa nechirwere ichocho muno muamerica iyi nyaya huru iyoyo Gibbs tinoona kuti kuzimbabwe sezvavataura vari kuedza nepose pavanogona kuti vange vachiongorora chirwere ichi kana kutesta zvaiva kuti vange vachivhura mushina wauri kutaura wekubulawayo tichanzwa nhasi nevadari vedu kuti zviri kuenda mberi sei
yes singavangenisi avahlonichwa vetu sila vantu vaviri asi vengene kulive stream yetu okuqala ke ubaba umbuso mhlanga ukhona ngale ke egoli baba umbuso mhlanga siyakubona khonapho sungenile khonapha ke kuhlelo ungabe utshona njani baba
hayi Gibbs mina ngitshonile wena utshona kanjani khonapho
sitshone kahle sibili akutsho ukuthi khonapho ke egoli kuhamba njani khonapho
ama statistics akhuphuka nje but lokho kube ne lockdown kushukuthi uyangizwa kahle
yes siyakuzwa kahle sibili jonga lawe siyakuzwa khona ngapha so
ngithi mina leke kube ne-lockdown ama-statistics even mayikhuphuka asakhuphuki like before i-lockdown nje akhuphuka but mhlawumbe ukuthi ngapha thina sisase ku-pre-winter season uyabona asikangene lano kuyikho kune-flu season khona uyabona
ye kodwa abantu bayalandela yini khonoko kufunwa nguhulumente
bayalandela abantu yes but bakhona abangafuni ukulandela uyazi ukuthi vele lana okunabantu khona abanye bazabe besenza okumele bakwenze ngomthetho kodwa kunabanye vela abazitshela ukuthi le akusiyo into yabantu abamnyama.
Ye, siyakuzwa Mhlanga, phosela ukucika khona pho ke mzala. Siyakuzwa kakhulu.
Ya, Gibbs bemfuna ukukomenta ngale ndaba yaseZimbabwe. Siyabona abantu bayabhala lana kubo Facebook ukuthi ama statistics eZimbabwe leyana is not correct. I don't know ukuthi bakutsho ngalipi. Asithi mina nginomuntu wami ngiyamazi onama symptoms awe COVID lawo. Why ngingamusi ayechekwa ukwenzela ukuthi if a positive naye abe yi-statistics then ukuthi abantu bathi hayi akusoqiniso lokhuyani okwenzakala laphana but bengatsho ukuthi nangu umuntu ogulayo sinaye siyambona unaye okugcina bemfuna ukukusho ukuthi abantu abasoze basafe ngokufanayo eZimbabwe we have already suffered enough previously ngokwenzakala ezweni but for now mhlawumbe uNkulunkulu ungenele that's why le sufferings ingathi incane akhona amanye amazwe excluding iZimbabwe asasene zero in Africa so we can't question them ukuthi why bona bengalaluthu you understand so that means what is there and remember iZimbabwe there are not many people who are flying in from outside the country into Zimbabwe unlike lana South Africa whereby I corona came labantu ababevela emazweni which are already infected yabo.
Yeah, baba mhlanga siyakuzwa sibili sibonge kakhulu ukuthi uhlala ubuya khona mba ke enkundleni yethu ungathola kusasa emhlanga baba.
Sure chips.
Okay bye bye. Thank you. Yeah, so now I think we are joined by our two guests and that is Dr. Frank Goni and Mr. Mlungisi Dube. Mr. Mlungisi Dube is a civil society leader based in the city of Kings and Queens, and that is Bulawayo. So, Dr. Kuni, welcome to the program.
Thank you very much, and good evening, listeners in Zimbabwe.
And Mr. Dube, good evening, and welcome to the program.
Good evening. Thank you very much.
Yes, Chonga, go ahead, sir.
Yes, Mr. Dube, we understand that the presidential decree to call for the lockdown or the 21-day lockdown was to try and curb the spread of the COVID-19 disease or coronavirus. But many people are said to be defying that ban or that order. And we have witnessed that through the police that more than 5,000 people have been arrested so far who have disobeyed the order. What can you tell us what's going on the ground there?
I think the number one challenge is that Zimbabwe is a very highly informalized economy. So a lot of people are surviving from hand to mouth. So as a result of the lockdown, some of these people, they will always find a means of trying to navigate and try to make ends meet. And you also will realize that Zimbabwe was already facing challenges. For example, basic things like roller meal, they were in supply, even shut down. Remember, at one time, the president set up what was called the roller meal committee. So it meant that when the country descended into this pandemic of the COVID-19, we already facing a number of challenges. So it meant that a lot of people were bound to defy or by default, they were forced to find means of surviving outside that decree, the 21-day decree. So that was the unfortunate part.
Dube.
Yes, Dr. Kuni, tell us about these machines that are being installed in at Mpilo Hospital. What are they? Do people have to go there to get tested? What's going to happen?
Well, it's very simple. These are called PCR machines. These are machines that actually look at the genomic structure of the virus. In other words, they identify...
Okay? Yes. Go ahead, Kuni.
In other words, they identify that you are carrying the virus by picking on the RNA of the virus itself. These are highly accurate machines. They have a 99.9% accuracy rate, and between 93 and 96 specificity rate. So they are the most accurate tests that are available worldwide. And we know that currently in Harare, there's only one place, the National Reference Laboratory, where all tests are being conducted. But as of Saturday, the PCR machine in Bulawayo has been set up. I believe they were just waiting for reagent assays in order to start testing there, which is a very good development. I'm also aware that the National Task Force on COVID-19 in Zimbabwe is right now distributing about 167 machines throughout the country in all the provinces and districts. This is a good improvement because it will enable mass testing of people. And to answer your question, the other part of your question, people don't have to go there. People just need to get their samples collected by trained health personnel, and these samples will be sent to these facilities where tests will be conducted. The only a little bit of disadvantage on these machines is that it takes longer periods of time to come up with the results. It takes about 6 hours for a PCR testing cycle to come up with the results of COVID-19 testing. Similar to that, we are aware that Zimbabwe will also roll out rapid testing kits. These are point-of-care tests. They are serology tests. They are different in the sense that these ones actually look for antibodies. In other words, they are only helpful if you are infected and you are already producing antibodies to fight the virus. These give you results within a matter of 15 minutes. However, there could be some challenges in the sense that if your body has not yet started producing antibodies to the virus, you could get a negative result from the serology test, which is the antibody test. However, it doesn't necessarily mean that you don't have the virus. It just means that your body has not yet started responding to the virus that's in your system. So there is always a risk of false negatives. And to curb for that, we are aware that Zimbabwe is following World Health Standards, which means that if you get a serology test or an antibody test, that test, that sample has to be sent again to the PCR testing facility to confirm that you are actually negative, because the PCR machine picks on the RNA of the virus itself rather than the antibodies. So in short, that's how it works.
Thank you so much, Chonga. Over to you then.
Yes, the problem is I was not seeing Dr. Guni, neither hearing him. So maybe you can just give
So me what you are saying is that, you know, these machines that were actually installed at Mpilo Hospital, they work this way. So people get their samples collected, and then everything is done at that central hospital where it will be determined whether somebody is coronavirus positive or coronavirus negative. So it works in a way that samples are collected from the ground and then are tested in that laboratory. So he says it works out very well. So he says these are standard machines that are used, and these are actually good machines. Somebody can get a result, you know, after about 6 hours. So kwenapo ke zvirikandaba uyacho ubaba Frank Gunn ukuthi khona kwenzakalayo ukuthi abantu nxa ukuthi bengathathwa ke abakuthathayo kwenapo. So kuhanjiswa khona ngale empilo lapho kulemtshina khona emitsha lapho-ke okuhluzwayo khona kubesekudingisiswa-ke ukuthi kambe kuyaphumani nxa u-coronavirus positive kumbe u-coronavirus negative amahola ayisithupha angajaya kube sekukutshengisile ukuthi kumanjani. So kunjalo-ke joga
hongu tiri kunzwa kuti kune mitshina mitsha iri kutaurwa naDr Guni iri kunzi iri kuMpilo Hospital. Ndinoimba mishina iri kunzi miviri kana ndisiri kukanganisa.
Ye, ikanya ingazani mbili. As Dr. Wuni, kuni, are they, do they have two machines or one? What are they saying?
Yes, but what is important is that the machines are not, as of yesterday, they were not yet able to conduct the test because they were waiting for reagents, the appropriate cartridges and reagents in order to start the testing. And it's important to emphasize that we are going to have 167 machines dotted throughout the country. It's not just going to be in Pilo and Harare. They are going to be in every district. They are going to be in every province. And this will greatly improve our ability to do surveillance in the sense that we will be able to test many, many people throughout the country, and this will help Zimbabwe map out where the epidemic is spreading and to re-engineer its response based on the results. It will also, most importantly, help us to model, to design models on the projections of how the epidemic will develop in Zimbabwe and how we may better be able to respond to it. One of the reasons why you hear a lot of people complaining that we have very low numbers, we have tested 567 people throughout Zimbabwe so far. The problem is that we only have one reference laboratory, which is based in Harare. And all the tests throughout the country, they are being sent there. And this laboratory was never designed to handle such a high volume of samples at the same time. And besides that, it also still has to test its regular daily samples that are sent there for other diseases. So this new intervention by the government of Zimbabwe of ensuring that 167 more machines will be available throughout Zimbabwe is a great improvement. In addition, like I said, there will be serology point of care or rapid test kits that will also be made available to the community. So we're going to see a sea change in about 2 weeks or so.
Oh, yes, wonderful. So, Chonga, what Mr. Kun is saying is that, you know, instead of centralizing everything in Harare, it was far much better to have another machine in Bulawayo. So he says, hopefully, there will be more machines going to the provinces. So if you don't have earphones, Chonga, I think you may look for earphones, then we'll try to see what happens next so that you can hear them.
But if you if you bring him on the screen, I can hear what he's saying.
Okay.
Like Mr. Dube now, I can hear him if he talks.
That's all right. So, okay. Then we've got Ubabu Dube. Ubabu Dube, uzwile lapha Ubabu Kunya Kuluma. Uthi kona imtshina le izanceda ukuthi abantu bebonakale ukuthi low positive, low negative, low unjani njani. So, ungathini ngakhona kuDube?
Ngokuchasisa kukadokotela uNguni laphana khanya kuzabe yinto enhle kakhulu ngoba wonke umuntu kade ekhathazeka kakhulu ukuthi lokhu kwacalisa lo mkhuhlane ama-numbers abantu esethestiwe eZimbabwe njengokuthi esikhangelele naleyi number yabo 500-600 okuyinumber encane kakhulu okutshengisa ukuthi nxa sikhangele ipopulation yeZimbabwe nxa sisebenzisa inumber encane kangako okutshengisa ukuthi kulabantu akade bekhuthwa njalo sibe sinanzelela ukuthi kulabantu akade besithi bengaye ezibhedlela betshela ukuthi buyela endlini uye ku-isolation uzathi usuphendula. So njengokuchasisa kadokotela lokhu kutho ukuthi kuyakhuthaza ukubana nxa sokusiya phambili kuyabe sokusenza ukuthi wonke umuntu ozibona ngathi oyesabela ukuthi engabe lolo mkhuhlane ekwanisa ukuthi ehlolwe kuthathwe amanyathelo kusasemasinyane kungakawonakali kakhulu.
So briefly, can you tell people how you are reacting to this kind of new installation in Bulawayo for testing people for coronavirus? So just briefly.
Okay, I think as the Dr. Nguno has already alluded to, that will be a very positive development in terms of decentralization, because as we have already seen from the previous cases where there were people who were being turned away, and of course with that patient whose results only came after they passed away. So if there is going to be decentralization, I think that will go a long way in helping the government in helping the country to keep the spread of this disease. So I think, in brief, that is a very positive development.
So now, Dr. Kuni, we saw over the weekend, Themba Mliswa actually complaining, saying that, what is happening in the country is not good, because according to him, the testing, the commodities, or let me say the equipment that is supposed to be used, or let me say even soap and all these kind of things, are not reaching the intended beneficiaries. So he was talking to, Mrs. Monica Mtswangwa, who is the information minister. So can you hear what he said? Just 1 second. He'll be there, then you can hear exactly what angered him and why he was saying what he said.
So, this is my second time. I think he missed the last time. Can you just sit down?
In saying that we cannot compromise ourselves, and I think what we have done, the frontline staff are compromised and they're not supported. See, for your children, Honorable Ziyambi, hurumende yavapa here sipo yacho nekuti havana sipo yacho yati kutaura kuti ndiyo yacho iri kudiwa saka zvavari kutaura frontline tipei sipo tinoita basa ngatipei vanhu sipo kana tichinzi tiri national task force iri hurumende ipai vanhu zvinhu kuti vashande nazvo noti kuti muda kuchinja mutemo futi ramai muchangwana indiri kutaura chokwadi tiine matambudziko kugraundi hapana chamuri kupa vanhu kuti vashandise moexpecta kuti nevanhu vashanda handina kuya pamba kuzogutlika ndava pamba kuzotaura zviri pagraund isusu ina spend $2,000 of my own money because I have to cover okay but what we are saying national task force yacho resource yainayo yekupa vanhu ivava ndeipi kana vasina why do you want to put people at risk I'm a legislator and the enforcement does not allow us to put people at risk that's what I'm saying kana mati vanhu vaende kurisk vasina zvinhu tauraika tozva kuti compliance haina basa we must support the people through government giving people the right things we cannot be sketchy about this they know but respond to that do we have the resources to give the frontline staffers you are national task force if you don't have let's have the provincial
there you are good this one is breathing fire you know so what's your reaction to that
Well, a couple of things. The first thing is that he has good intentions and his plans are very important to the nation because we cannot put our frontline responders, starting with our ambulance operators, our rapid response teams that go and visit people in their homes, people who make the calls, and going to our medical facilities, starting from the nurses, the clerks, everybody who works at any institution, for a medical facility must have adequate protection.
Yes, I can hear you.
But I still have headphones on. I can't hear you.
Okay.
Can you bring him on the screen?
He's on the screen, Chonga.
I can't see him.
All right, let him finish. Go ahead.
It's very important that our medical staff They all must have adequate protective equipment. They must have PPE, and the medical facilities themselves must not become a danger to the people who are supposed to be serving the nation. It's imperative that the government avails adequate protections for all health workers because once you get health workers exposed, then they are putting the whole country in much more danger than necessary. So MP Honorable Mliswa has good intentions. However, there are also some practical issues there that must be considered. The point that I wanted to mention here is that his intentions are very good.
Yes,
I'm aware
yes.
that Vice President Kembo Mohadu, who is the chairman of the COVID-19 met with the senior doctors in Harare, and he made commitments that the government will make these PPEs available. They must be made available yesterday. We don't have a minute or a day to wait. These must be available to all health workers, not just doctors, not just nurses, but even clerks who work at these hospitals, even cleaners. And especially our rapid response teams that go out in the communities, our ambulance, our EMTs, all those people, they must be properly protected because if we don't protect them, then we will be killing the very people who are supposed to be serving the nation.
Yes, thank you.
They might end up infecting many more people.
Yes, thank you so much. What Kun is saying here, Chonga, is that, Mliswa has got good intentions. But then there are challenges on the government side. There are challenges all over. So, but he says, there should be a way of tackling those kind of challenges. So he's of the opinion that, of course, there's a task force on coronavirus, which is trying to tackle all these things. And he says, Vice President Kembo Mohadi, which is the whole committee, is trying by all means to, make sure that things flow they just go according to their plans. So he's saying good intentions, but there are challenges here and there.
You know what I see, Dube, here, is that there is no communication between stakeholders. Mliswa is a member of parliament. He is someone who should be in the know of what is the, of what the task force is doing or what the government is doing. And if the task force visits his area, his constituents, without him knowing what's the background of their visit, what they have at the moment, then it shows that there is a missing link between the legislators and the government. They should be working hand in hand. I don't know what Mr. Dube thinks, but Mr. Dube, you are in the civic society. What do you think?
Yes, I think I agree with you that there is a need for more transparent communication between the various stakeholders. That is the central government, the executive, and the legislators. They need to be more open, even with the civic society and the media. People need to be informed of what is really happening on the ground, because this is something which is a threat to everyone. Everyone is interested to know what is being done by the government, what steps are being done to protect lives.
Mm-hmm. So, and, yes, go ahead.
Yes,
go ahead.
Yes, I wanted to ask Dr. Guni if he can just explain in Shona about the new machines at Mpilo for the benefit of our Shona listeners, though I'm not hearing him.
No, that's fine. Right. Yes.
He can explain and then you can cue me.
Yes, go ahead, Dr. Guni. Can I explain?
Wongu, tingati mchilimbu, machine ayaiswa kumpilo. Ma PCR machines ya mishina yakakosha zvikuru, ndiyo mishina inokwanisa kuongorora kuti munhu ane utachiona we COVID-19 here. Mishina yakakoshera pakuti inoona kana kuti inoveneka virus pachayo, inoveneka chipande chevirus inonzi RNA. Ndiyo mishina inoshandiswa pasi rese nyika dzese dzakabudirira dzinoshandisa mishina iyoyo. Saka mishina yakakosha zvikuru kwazvo. Pari zvino Zimbabwe yese matest eCOVID-19 anga achingoitwa kuHarare chete kuNational Reference Laboratory, Microbiology Laboratory. Zvinoreva kuti haikwanise kutesta vanhu vanofanira kunge vachiongororwa kuti vane utachiona here. Saka nekuti mishina iyi yakutanga kuendeswa kune matunhu kumaprovinces nekumadistricts sezvaitwa kumupiro, zvichabatsira zvikuru kwazvo kuti nyika yese iwane mukana yekuti ava vanofanira kunge vachiongororwa kuti vakatakura utachiona here, vaongororwe vagobviswa mune vanhu vakawanda kuitira kuti vasaramba vachitapurira vanhu vakawanda utachionawo. Chinhu chakakosha idanho guru ratorwa iro riri. Ndingadawo zvakare kupedza kana kuti kupeta ndichiti, besides iwo maPCR machines atiri kutaura aya, hurumende yeZimbabwe tinoziva kuti musondo uri kuuya here ichatanga kuendesa anonzi marapid testing kits kana kuti mapoint of care kits. Aya makita anoita inonzi serology test kana kuti anotesta kuona kuti muviri wako iwewe munhu wakugadzira here masoja ekurwisana neutachiona weCOVID-19. Saka anobatsira zvikuru, zvichabatsira kuti tive nemuono wekuti munyika chirwere chakatekeshera zvakadii uye chakawandira kupi, kuitira kuti hurumende nemunhu wese ari muZimbabwe tigobatsirana kuti tirwise chirwere chino, kuti chirwere chinoafekta munhu wese, hachisi chinonzi chinofanaitwa nehurumende chete kana nemapoliticians. Munhu wese ane basa rekudzivirira nekurwisa chirwere ichochi.
Thank you so much, Dr. Guni. So he's saying that, you know, everybody should fight against this coronavirus, COVID-19, by all means necessary. So he says those machines are very critical in actually tackling the protection of people. So he says that's one line of protection, you know, to say, know your status, are you positive for coronavirus, COVID-19, or not? So now, Chonga, when we look at some of these issues, we know that, you know, these days some people are being arrested by the police for spraying or doing all these other things, and some of them were actually arrested in Chinoy. So we've got a police spokesperson, Priscilla Makotore. So she's got something to say. Let's just listen and hear what she says.
In general, we have about 150 who are failing to comply. The modus that we have been really using is to persuade people to go back home. But sometimes when you face resistance and someone cannot justify why they are moving around, then we have to enforce the statutory instrument. We make arrests. And so far, the province has arrested 150 of those. We have also arrested 50 people who are behaving disorderly just to cause havoc. And then we have also had other, maybe not so much related arrests, like people who are carrying more than the allowed number of people in cars. When we talk to them and they are not complying, then we are forced again to make arrests. And we have arrested 10 of those. In total, we have made a total of 270 arrests.
Yes, so what she's saying is that they've arrested some people, you know, 150 people arrested for not failing to comply with the regulations. And she's saying that there are some people who are just cantankerous, you know, by nature. They just do what they want. They just go wherever, you know. They violate the regulations. They violate all the laws of the country. And this is a problem, according to the police spokesperson for Chinoy. So she's saying, at the end of the day, it's a challenge for the police to handle some of these things. So as far as she's concerned, some people are a menace, and that's a problem. So,
yes, that's true, yeah. Dube. And you know, I think it's the nature of human beings. You know, even when we were growing up, you know, you could just say, "Let me try what these people are saying. Don't do just for the sake of trying to see what will happen next." But you know, those things, they have fatal consequences if you consider those people who are moving around. Either they are positive, or they are going to get in contact with people who are positive, and then the spread of the virus will be, like, uncontrollable. And, Gibbs, I saw one of our viewers and listeners who is following us on, I think, on your Facebook page,
yes.
Mr. Kevin Sipiso Malunga. He said 21 days may not be enough, given that the virus is only starting in the region. Botswana has adopted a six-month state of emergency, and he is saying that Zimbabwe should also do something that can try to contain a long-term measure to contain the spread of the virus. What does Mr. Dube say to this? He's one of our followers who is suggesting that 21 days is not enough. And also we had at one time Dr. Manangazira saying that some of the people who were tested early, it might be that the virus was not yet detectable in their bodies. What do you say, Mr. Dewey?
It's a legitimate concern to say that 21 days might not be enough, considering that we have been told that sometimes it takes some time, maybe 10 days, for that virus to show up in your body. So some of the people, for example, when the announcement was made for the lockdown, a lot of people rushed to go to rural areas. So there could be a possibility that some of those people were put in a risk, that is, they could have infected some of the people. So I think during that period of 21 days, given that there were very little testing that was being done during that period, we might need some more time. Some additional time, so that is the doctor has already said that the government is rolling out maybe a massive testing program. So maybe with a massive testing program which is being done parallel to the lockdown, I think there could be that could be a better thing. But now the major challenge, probably, as I have already said earlier, that the problem of an informalized economy, that how are the people who are earning their living on a hand-to-mouth basis, or those who are working on an informal basis? And some of the companies were already saying that they will not be able to, let's say, pay people maybe for the next month. So that will be a challenge. It depends like on what the government can do. Can the government maybe roll out a cash payment program or some sort of a social welfare program so that the people can survive during that additional time?
For the benefit of our Shona listeners, Sifiso Malunga, varikutiwo mazuva makumi maviri nerimwe kana 21 days, dzakatakwa nemutungamiri wenyika kuti dzinge dziri vanhu vachigara mudzimba vasingafambi-fambi senzira yekudzivirira kupararira kwecoronavirus dzinogona kunge dziri shoma pachitariswa kuti chirwere ichi chakunge chaakuti tangei kusimuka mudunhu resouthern africa kana musadic muregion vari kuti iwo botswana yakaona mberi yakaisa mutemo wekuti vanhu vange vari vasingafambe-fambe kwemwedzi mitanhatu yavakati 6 months state of emergency saka vanofunga kuti mazuva maviri nerimwe mashoma zvinove zvatsigirwa navadhuve vatiinavo pachirongwa vamulungis dhuve vari kuulawayo vari kutaurawo kuti nemaonero avo zvinogona kuti mazuva yayo mashoma sezvo pachinzi chirwere chinogona kuzotanga kuonekwa utachiwana pamunhu mushure memazuva anokwana kuita 10 kana kuti 10 days asi vari kuti dambudziko hombe nderekuti vazhinji vanorarama nekuzvishandira nemaoko informal employment zvichireva kuti mari yaanowana pazuva ndo yaanobva angodya manheri iwayo kana zuva iroro dai paa paine urongwa hwekuti hurumende inge ichibatsira vanhu zvaigona kushanda ndo zvataurwa navadhuve back to you Gibbs.
So Dr. Kuni, looking at how the situation is in Zimbabwe, do you think that people are getting a fair share of what the government is supposed to do to them?
Well, there are two things. I certainly believe that the government could do a better coordination and also information dissemination. In any epidemic situation, one of the key factors that saves lives is public health education and health promotion. Without adequate information, people run the danger of listening to the wrong things and doing the wrong things. And also, it is also important to realize that at this juncture, the infection rate in Zimbabwe is still low. In other words, the people that are getting infected now, we won't be able to see the effect of those infections until 2 to 3 weeks from now. In about 2.5 weeks from now, people who were infected a little while back, you will start seeing a higher death rate, people dying. Once people begin to see a lot of their relatives and friends dying, that's when people will take it seriously, especially those people who are not taking heed of the call for social distancing. Once they start seeing a higher number of deaths, or higher mortality rates, it will sink in people's heads that people are actually dying. Unfortunately, by that time, it will be too late because the epidemic will have spread so much throughout in the population. So it's imperative that people listen to consistent and correct public health education and public health information. And it's the inherent responsibility of the government to ensure that people are adequately informed and they have up-to-date information. And without that, we are going to have a serious problem. We have seen videos of people lining up, pushing each other in lines. We have seen videos of police arresting people without any protective measures for themselves and the people they are arresting. We have seen people being put in groups, being loaded in trucks like they are chicken. That is a recipe for disaster. It just takes one person with an infection to infect the entire truck and the entire police force that is involved in all this. The government must take this very seriously. This is a serious infection. It's killing people around the world, and we must take this very seriously.
Yes, Chonga, Frank Kuni is saying is that people must take this coronavirus very seriously because it kills. Literally, he says, you know, people maybe are waiting to see some bodies on the streets. And, you know, bodies in hospitals, bodies at home, and all those kind of places. What he says, people must be careful. This thing kills.
Yes, vateereri, tiri kunzwa Dr. Kuni, vari kutaurayo kuti vanhu vanofanira kutora neudzamu nyaya yekuti vange vasingafambe-fambe nekutapurirana chirwere checoronavirus kana COVID-19 ichi, sezvo chiri chirwere chinouraya. Zvino ndofunga vamwe vari kutarisira kutanga vaona mitumbi mumigwagwa kuti vazoona kuti chinouraya, asi kufa kwemunhu mumwe chete kana vaviri kurasikirwa kwakakura zvikuru kunyika. Saka tiri kuti the death of one or two still is a big loss to the nation, so people should try all their best to stay indoors and make sure that they are observing the safety regulations to make sure that they cannot be affected by this virus, Gibbs.
Kubuyele kubaba uDube khona ngale ke kobulawayo. Baba uDube, wena ngombono wakho sibili ubona ngazani ke kubele kwenzweni ukuze abantu sibili babone ukuthi ya lapho umkhuhlane lo uyabulala kulokuthi kugcine sokubonakala izidumbu emgwaqweni, izidumbu endlini, izidumbu emamotuari, kube nxa sokunjalo phela abantu bafa njengempukane phela kuyahlupha. So kumele kwenzweni ukuze abantu bebone ukuthi hayi lapha kunzima.
Hayi, ngibona imizamo eyenziwayo naleyi eyenziwa ngabantu abayitshiyeneyo including i-government, civic society, the media kanye labantu nje at an individual level eyokuhambisa indaba ezimayelana le COVID ukuthi abantu nxa betshengiswa amakhofini okwenzakala kwezinye indawo ezinjengabo-Italy, ezinjengabo-America lamanye amazwe kuyayenza ukuthi abantu benanzelele ukuthi indaba leyi iyabulala njalo lokuthi statistics nxa siqhubeka abantu besibakwazi ukuthi kwenzakalani njengokuthi e-South Africa ukuthi abantu bangaka sebefile laseZimbabwe kuyayenza ukuthi abantu benanzelele ukuthi kakhulu nxa sinanzelela kwaqasa khona i-corona kulabantu ababeyenza ukuthi abantu abamnyama bebona ngathi bona bangeke bebulawa umkhuhlane lo. So kwenza khona ukuthi abantu bebekwazi ukuthi kulabantu abafayo nesitudio e-South Africa kulabantu asebefile laseZimbabwe khona khona information enalena iyayenza ukuthi abantu benanzelele ukuthi labo sokungayenzakala ukuthi next time kungabe nguwe kumbe kungabe isihlobo sakho esizakufa.
Yes, yabona kulabantu abasilandelayo sibula abaningi lapha jonga so kulo Chikonyana uthi linjani baba Dube labanye khonapho ku-Studio 7 ngibukele ngise-South Africa e-Brixton e-Johannesburg. Qhubekani ngohlelo lolu siyaluthakazelela kakhulu. So uthi livakatshele le makhaya phela ngobona upane liveze okwenzakalayo khona ngale ngomkhuhlane lo we-coronavirus COVID-19. So Chico is saying we should go to the rural areas there, Jonga, and then tell people the story, you know, of what is going on. So he's really urging us to keep on doing this kind of live stream, and he's saying that they are benefiting from some of these kind of programs. Mm-hmm. So now, Jonga, over to you.
Yes, Juve, pasirose rine matano ariri kutora akasimba kuti pange pawanikwa mishonga inodzivirira. We understand that all these countries, their efforts worldwide to have found a cure for this virus before it's too late. Maybe if Dr. Guni is listening or if he can hear me, he can help us to update if there is any country that is close to coming up with a cure for this or a vaccine.
Yes, Guni, you can go ahead, and then we've got Pamela Polos who come after you. So go ahead.
So far, there are many countries that are testing vaccines. All the vaccines that are currently undergoing clinical trials are in their first phase. You need mm-hmm. the three phases in order to come up with the discernible data, which will determine whether those vaccines will be viable or the requisite efficacy rate in order to be considered for public health use. So mm-hmm. so far there is no known vaccine that has worked. There are promising vaccines here in the United States. There are six vaccines that are very promising. They've worked well in vitro. That means in the laboratory, in the test tubes, and so forth. And they are being tested in different settings and different groups of people. Many countries, including Japan, Russia, China itself, South Korea, many countries are testing these vaccines. Mm-hmm. Ultimately, let me emphasize this point. Ultimately, because this is a coronavirus, ultimately, the answer to this pandemic will be a vaccine. We are not going to see therapeutics helping people in the long term, because I guarantee you that this epidemic will come back at some point.
Yes, hold on. Yes, hold on, Joga. Just 10 seconds, you can finish there, Kone.
Yes, so it's important that we work on a vaccine, but most importantly, let's work on public health education and health mm-hmm. promotion, and ensuring that all our public health workers are given the right equipment, the appropriate protective measures, so that they can save the world. Otherwise, we are in for a long time. And lastly, this is a coronavirus. It will come back at some point, most likely, just like the flu. And in the future, you can only respond to it by use of a vaccine. Therefore, we definitely need a vaccine in the long run. And hopefully one of the vaccine trials will be viable enough.
Thank you so much. Now we're joined by Honorable Themba Mliswa, is the MP for Norton. Honorable Mliswa, welcome to the program. Can you hear us, Honorable Mliswa? I think he can hear us, but we cannot get any sound from him. So maybe yes.
He can check his mic if it's on.
Yeah, that's right. Is your mic on, Honorable Mliswa? You can check that. So I think we've got a slight challenge there. Can you cut out and come back, Honorable Mliswa? Then we'll try to see what we can do in order to join you. Yes, thank you so much. We also have a person that is in... Okay, can you hear me now, Honorable Mliswa? So he's trying to come in there. So we've got Pamela Pulu, who's a singer. She is based in Germany. So Pamela Pulu, she sings Afro jazz. So Pamela, how are you?
Yeah, hi, Gibbs. I'm fine, thank you. And you?
Yeah, we are very fine. So tell us a bit about what is happening in Germany down there in terms of COVID-19.
Yeah, in Germany, it's also the same thing like in most countries. I mean, we are also on a lockdown and... yeah, but at least we can go out and do some sport or something like that and go to supermarkets. And, yeah, doctors are also open, some of them. Yeah, we've been on a lockdown for over 3 weeks now. So the government was promising that maybe after the Easter holidays, things will be a little bit better in a way, but we're not sure right now. So... And the thing is, in Germany, we have like over 127,000 infected people. But the good news is that we also have over 52,000 people who have recovered from the coronavirus and 3,022 who have died. So we still hope that even those who are infected, maybe there's a chance for them to recover, you know. So, yeah.
Okay, that's great. Jonga, do you have a question for her, but maybe about his shows?
No, I didn't even hear
saying. What you are saying.
I can't see. I can't hear.
Okay, what you are saying is that there are so many people that are having this coronavirus in Germany.
Okay, exactly. Over 127,000, almost getting to 128,000.
Yes, and then in terms of your own shows, Pamela, all the shows are stopped. What's going on now?
Yeah, there are no shows going on in Germany right now. I mean, everything has been cancelled, and it's very uncertain because we don't know when anything will get normal. We can't plan anything at the moment, so we don't know whether it's going to be next year that we can be able to do shows. We are not sure. So it's just, kind of worried, of course, because you can't just plan anything right now. All people do right now is go live and try and sing live so that's what's happening.
Are you saying that there's no money, nothing coming to you these days?
No, at the moment there is no income right now. Of course, there is some organizations for artists and they try also to gather some money for art, and usually it has to be shared among all the artists, so it's not really a big amount where you think you can survive on that one.
Thank you so much, Pamela, for joining the show. We'll call you again on Friday where you're going to perform live here. So thank you so much.
Thank you for joining. Okay, thank you,
Gibbs. Okay, so you can cut us out from there. All the best. Bye-bye.
Okay, thank you.
Yes.
Bye.
Bye. So cut out from the yes. So now we've got, we still have got Mlungisi Dube and Dr. Frank Kuni, who are our guests, and we're trying to get hold of Mr. Honorable Themba Mliswa. So we'll try by all means to get him, because there's one guy who is really infuriated about what is happening in Zimbabwe. Over to you, Jonga.
Yes, and also Honorable Mliswa is trying his best to make sure that people observe the 6 feet apart, and that's the social distancing, and also the campaigns, the education. People is to be educated on this, and he's doing a lot. We've seen him going around his constituents trying to mobilize for resources and at the same time educating people on that. That is something that is encouraging from an honorable member of parliament. Mm-hmm. And Mr. Dube, you know, many people look up at civic organizations for information and all these other things. Are you being allowed to disseminate information on this pandemic?
Civic society and media organizations are still allowed to operate. They are disseminating the information to their various stakeholders. And in Bulawayo, for example, there is a consortium of civic society organizations and business organizations that have come together to say, I'm for Bulawayo, they are planning to operate Ekusileni so that there is an additional center for COVID-19 victims and patients.
So now, Chonga, what you're saying is that, you know, civil society organizations are playing a critical role in terms of, you know, disseminating information. So he says there is what is called I'm for Bulawayo. It's a consortium. They want to revive Ekusileni Hospital. You know, the hospital that was set up by the late Vice President Joshua Nkomo. So, you know, it's a hospital that is very big, and they are saying it can be a center for coronavirus COVID-19. So all those kind of things, civil society organizations can disseminate that information. So now I think he actually responded to your question there. Esekusileni kambe sisasetshenziswa kumbe kuyagcina kusekelwa nje kuthiwa hayi sizamile kodwa ngoba ngukankomo
okwamanje bona ngathi sokuyenziwa amalungiselelo sibile aphambili atshengisa ukuthi nxa yokuthi i-coronavirus isifikile sokulabantu abagula lomkhuhlane kuyabe kungasela ngendlela ngaphandle kokubana isibhedlela senesi sisetshenziswe. Esingabe sesikwesabela ukuthi singazi ukuthi nxa i-corona sidlulile sizaqhubeka sisetshenziswa yini ukubana sisize abantu ababulawa ngemiye imikhuhlane engaso socorona.
Ye, kodwa-ke nxa sesikhangela-ke isibhedlela zelesi siyakwazi ukuthi sayenziwa sayekhwe kudala. Okwenza ukuthi vele bangasebenzisi kathesi kuyini?
Lathi kuyasimangalisa njengabantu bonke abahlala eZimbabwe kumbe lakobulawayo ukubana kungani lesi sibhedlela singasetshenziswa. Engapho ngukutho ubona ukuthi mhlawumbe ngenxa yepolitics zeZimbabwe ezokudonselana emuva kuyiyo indlela okwenza ukuthi isibhedlela sesigcine singasebenzi. Njalo sesikhangelela ukuthi ensukwini zenezi eziphelileyo vele uhulumende weZimbabwe njengabo uhulumende bamanye amazwe e-Africa kade beyazakala ngokuthi esingathi yikuthi bekhalale kumbe bengabi lokunaka i-healthy public health system. Ukuthi kathesi sengabe sebephoswa yi-corona esibatshengisa ukuthi ithuba lokubaleka belatshwa kubo-China lakwamanye amazwe alisekho ngenxa yokuthi omunye lomunye sokumele latshwe elizweni la.
Yes, so Jonga, what Dube is saying is very interesting. He talked about Ekusileni saying this is the best way of actually reviving hospitals in Zimbabwe and Africa in general, because we have leaders who go to China, who go to South Africa when they are ill. But people remain at home, you know, facing so many problems. So he's saying maybe it's a blessing in disguise that there is this disease, but I'm not saying it's a good disease. So I don't know whether Kuni can react to that, but over to you, Joker.
Able to maintain these hospitals, say, post-COVID-19.
Yeah, so your question is, are the people going to be able to maintain them?
Yes, the hospitals, because most of the, like what we see, we did saw last week, mm-hmm. the government took over clinics from local authorities
yes.
and rural councils, which means that people will be expecting that the government will continue maintaining those hospitals in the event that the COVID-19 is gone, or even if they send them back or hand them back to councils, those clinics will continue to work, including these hospitals that are being renovated or spruced up to match the COVID-19 requirements, the coronavirus requirements. Mm-hmm. Is the government going to maintain those facilities? That's a big question, because many people are complaining that the government is failing to maintain those few hospitals that are already there.
There you are. Dr. Kuni, you can take that one.
Thank you. I think it's an important observation. And I believe this is an excellent opportunity for our government to then reprioritize its resources and make sure that the public health is a priority. There is no reason why Zimbabwe, a country with so much infrastructure, shouldn't be able to treat the basic common infections. And we don't need medical tourism whereby our leaders go to South Africa or go to other countries. Instead, they should look at this as an opportunity to reinvest and redirect resources to ensure that beyond COVID-19, the medical facilities in Zimbabwe maintain top-notch standards and Zimbabweans receive the best possible health care that any nation can provide. This is a crucial element in our society. And I think Zimbabweans themselves should start demanding that the standards that we are seeing now should be even higher than what we are seeing the government doing, sprucing up facilities to rural health centers, district health centers, and these are picked up areas in urban centers.
Thank you so much, Dr. Koni, but I think you can recap that in Shona, just 30 seconds to say exactly what you're saying.
Tingati uyu mukana wakanaka wekuti hurumende yedu ione kuti maresources anoiswa kuhutano. Nokuda kwechirwere cheCOVID-19 taona kuti zvipatara zvingava zvekumaruwa kana zvemumadhorobha zviri kushambidzwa. Tinoona kuti mukana wakanaka wekuti hurumende iindise mari yakawanda kuhutano. Hativi kuzonzwa kuti vakuru vedu vari kubuda munyika vachienda kunorapwa kune dzimwe nyika. Vanofanira kuisa mari muzvipatara zvemuZimbabwe, kuisa mari muvashandi vehutano kuitira kuti vaite basa ravo vane zvikwanisiro zvakakwana, zvipatara zvedu zvichiva zvinokwanisa kurapa zvirwere zvakawanda zviri kurapwa kunze kwenyika. Nekuti tine infrastructure, tine ruzivo, chinongodiwa chete kuti maresources aiswe in the right place so that Zimbabwe can take care of itself.
Thank you so much. Baba Dube usungagqiba khonapo utsho lokuthi izibhedlela lezi njengombuzo kajonga lapho ukuthi izibhedlela zelezi okumele zilunge Stone Grove kuzobuya ekusileni. Xa ukuthi sokwenzakele konke lokho, uhulumente uzayenelisa yini ukuthi zihlale zikukhondishini yaleyo eziyikho kona?
Ya, uhulumente ubana ama-citizens ayezibadinga ukuthi eyale epressurize uhulumente ngokuthi uhulumende nxa yokuthi akafaki ama-resources ezibhedlela utshengisa ukuthi uyabe enganaki impilo zethu njenge zizalwane kumbe abantu ababo. Njalo eminyakeni eyadlulayo kusiyaphela kusiyafika around late 90s kusiya ku-early 2000 sibe sinanzelela ukuthi i-health care yeZimbabwe ibisebenza. So ngokufana nayo kutho ukuthi ama-resources analaya sangatholakala ukuthi i-health care iyale isebenza. Imali zenezi ezisetshenziswa uhulumente ukuthenga izimota zabo lokwenza ezinye izinto, imali okumele ikhanjiswe kumpilakahle yabantu kaZulu weZimbabwe.
Yeah, your last word, Dr. Koni, we see that our time is up, just 10 seconds.
Ndingati vanhu vemuZimbabwe, tererai nyanzvi dzehutano. Musaite gundamusaira rokuti ndongobuda kunze ndione kuti vanondiita sei, nokuti unofa ndiwe. Kana chirwere chauya pauri, haisi hurumende inofa. Anorwara vachatambudzika ndiwe nehama dzako. Garai kumba muterere kurudziro yokuti muzvidzivirire. Uye tinodawo kuti hurumende yedu irambe ichishanda nesu nekuona kuti vese vanoshanda muhutano vapiwa zvikwanisiro, vapiwa mbatya dzekuzvidzivirira mukurwisa chirwere ichi. Uye zvipatara zvedu zvawana zvikwanisiro, ingava mishonga, angava mishina yekuongororesa matesting kits kuitira kuti nyika yedu isarasikirwe nevanhu vakawanda.
Yes, thank you so much, Dr. Frank Koni. I think we've come to the end of our program. Please note that this is a pre-recorded show because we're operating from our homes because of the COVID-19 pandemic. So we wish to say thank you so much to our guests, Dr. Frank Koni and Mr. Mlungisi Dube, who is a civil society leader in Bulawayo. We also wish to thank all those people who joined us tonight on Studio 7 Live Talk. Signing off is Keith Dube in Washington, Maryland, saying goodbye.
And I'm Jonga Kandemiri, signing off from Silver Spring, Maryland. Good night.